This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former Trump fixer Michael Cohen, due in prison in May, told a congressional committee that he lied repeatedly for President Trump. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Michael Cohen told the House Oversight Committee he obeyed Donald Trump blindly for 10 years and he's sorry.
The more people that follow Mr. Trump, as I did blindly, are going to suffer the same consequences that I'm suffering.
Republicans, by and large, were having none of it. Carol Miller is a congresswoman from West Virginia.
How can we believe anything you say? The answer is we can't.
Though most Republicans attacked Cohen, almost none defended the president. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin put it this way.
Our colleagues are not upset because you lied to Congress for the president. They're upset because you stopped lying to Congress for the president.
I'm Warren Levinson.
U.S. President Trump expressed the position of patience Thursday as he held fresh nuclear talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I am in no rush. We don't want the testing, and we've developed something very special with respect to that. But I just want to say I have great respect for Chairman Kim, and I have great respect for his country, and I believe that it will be something economically that will be almost hard to compete with for many countries. It has such potential.
Kim noted the attention the summit is garnering, liking it to a fantasy movie, while saying that he will do his best to bring a good result. In a rare reply to a reporter's question, Kim said, I do have a feeling good results will come out. The U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday passed a bill expanding background checks to include gun shows and internet sales. The House plans to vote on a second bill Thursday to expand the time allowed to conduct a background check from just a few minutes in some cases to at least 10 days. The two bills are likely to run into resistance in the Republican-controlled Senate, which sees many of the gun control measures as an infringement on Second Amendment rights. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA.